It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and there's big news out of Washington, D.C. today. Capitol Hill House Speaker Paul Ryan will not seek re-election in 2018. Paul Ryan's been in Congress for 20 years and has been the Republican House Speaker since John Boehner left in 2015. Chuck Quirnbach is news reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee, and he joins me now. Chuck, good to have you.
Hello.
Well, Paul Ryan, famously from Janesville, Wisconsin, from your view there, from Wisconsin, Chuck, a surprise?
A little bit surprising. Ryan had been raising money, raised money in Texas this past week, and had been saying that he would make a decision for sure soon. But when you're out raising money, you kind of get the impression that he's, A, doing it for other Republican candidates, but also for himself. So, yes, it's a bit of a surprise, but not a total shock.
Now, a lot of people around Capitol Hill aren't surprised that Paul Ryan won't be speaker next year. I think a lot of people expected that. They didn't necessarily expect him to announce quite so soon that he would be leaving Congress. What do you think is the urgency here? Is it the awful 2018 midterms that Republicans think they're confronting here?
Well, there were additional signs in Wisconsin last week that the electorate was leaning a little bit more Democratic. Ryan's district, which stretches from Racine and Kenosha along the Lake Michigan shoreline, then west over to Janesville, has leaned slightly Republican, but some rating services had said the race could be fairly tight this year. So he was ahead, and his opponents, at least the Democratic opponents that were announcing, Randy Bryce, Kathy Myers on the Democratic side, both had raised some money, especially Bryce. So Ryan was at least in for a tougher fight, and the Democrats were at least going to keep Ryan more in the district, I think, if he had decided to run, but obviously he's decided not to.
You know, that's interesting. Randy Bryce, a former iron worker there in Paul Ryan's Wisconsin district. Are you suggesting that 2018 could be so tough for Republicans that Paul Ryan was facing a real fight at home that he could possibly lose?
Well, he was at least facing a prospect of being tied up a lot and having to campaign more than he has the last few times when he's run as U.S. representative. So whether he was going to win or not, I'm not sure, or lose or not, but he was definitely in for a tougher fight. And as I say, the signs in Wisconsin that there was more Democratic folks leaning Democratic. Also elsewhere in the nation, some races that have gone Democratic. So this is going to be a tough spot for the Speaker, that if he lost the majority, the Republicans lost the majority, then Ryan was especially going to be, I think, targeted to move on.
Yeah, so talk about 2018 in a little bit. I know you have a view from Wisconsin there, Chuck, but you watch the Congress closely. There is a long and growing list of senior Republicans, committee chairmen and others, deciding not to run in 2018. Paul Ryan is definitely the most high profile of powerful Republicans who say it's not worth it.
Right. I mean, Ryan's obviously the big factor is President Trump's popularity or lack of it in some cases. Ryan had gotten along with Trump to a certain degree, but had dismissed some of Trump's comments and non-political doings. So the relationship, I don't think, was close, but Ryan was still going to get potentially snagged into any anti-Trump vote, and certainly Republicans around the U.S. fear that.
Paul Ryan of Janesville, Wisconsin, Speaker of the House, says he will not seek re-election in 2018, obviously stepping down as Speaker. Watch for the fight, the succession fight, which will be on between people like Steve Scalise from Louisiana. Will that person be Speaker in 2018 or Minority Leader? Chuck Quirnbach, news reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. Chuck, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.